Hello and welcome to this week's SearchCIO.com editorial podcast. I'm Senior Editor Karen Guglielmo, and here is a roundup of the news, tips, and other resources you'll find this week on SearchCIO.com. In a recent research note, several analysts at Gartner Incorporated wrote that while the green grid will produce tangible information for companies trying to solve power and cooling problems in their data centers, the consortium is missing an opportunity to explore other environmental issues, such as recycling old equipment or e-waste and removing toxic materials from its manufacturing process. The Green Grid, formed in April 2006, is a nonprofit consortium aimed at addressing power and cooling issues in the data center. Its 11-member board of directors is stocked with representatives from leading vendors such as Microsoft, Hewlett-Packard, IBM, Sun Microsystems, Dell, Intel, and Advanced Micro Devices. The consortium's first order of business is to create metrics for effectively measuring data center power consumption. In a recent interview with SearchCIO news writer Seamus McGillicuddy, Bruce Shaw, Director of Worldwide Server Workstation Marketing at Advanced Micro Devices and a member of the Green Grid's board of directors, said the group isn't ignoring the broader issues of IT and the environment. "I think something has been missed in Gartner's analysis," Shaw said. "All the points they are making are correct, but the difficulty in getting competitors together to talk about intellectual property, it's impossible to try boiling the ocean on the first pass." Shaw said that at the outset, the group knew addressing all issues would be difficult and acknowledged that down the road, it might expand what the green grid currently addresses. But ultimately, it wanted to take a look at the data center alone. "The data center is the most tangible area that we could address first and succeed. When we get that under our belt, then we can expand into other areas," said Shaw. But Gartner's criticism didn't focus solely on the group's lack of scope. It also warned that the consortium's membership is heavy on vendors and short on end-user organizations, which might make its work less relevant to users. Many CIOs today are using relationship management techniques to better integrate IT into the core business units, writes SearchCIO contributor Matt Balch. These skills are essential as IT is expected to play a more prominent role in the direction of the business. When Kumad Kalia joined Toronto-based Direct Energy as CIO 2 years ago, the integrated energy company had undergone tremendous growth and was looking to build the necessary infrastructure to support it. "As the company matures and scales, it's taken a different IT view, moving from reactive to predictive," Kalia said. Although the Centrica PLC subsidiary valued its IT department, Kalia has been successful in using relationship management techniques to further integrate IT into the Direct Energy business model. "They gave me a seat at the table, and I've shown them I could earn it and keep it up," Kalia said of the support he's received from executives. He has established a framework for IT projects across the company and within individual business units, using relationship management practices and an investment and change management committee composed of top leaders to prioritize projects. Under the support of the Investment and Change Management Committee sits a business advisory committee that manages projects within a business unit and an executive steering committee that handles programs that involve multiple business units. Programs that affect multiple businesses must have at least 2 champions from the 9-member Change Management Committee, which limits the number of initiatives that can be addressed simultaneously. After establishing the framework to monitor existing projects and put forth new initiatives, Kalia has taken a deliberate step back to determine whether the framework can support the structure of the company. "What success look like?" he asked. "We've now gone to the 2nd and 3rd improvements of processes without me, not in spite of me. I'm taking myself out of a job here," said Kalia, adding that he's seen seamless cooperation on some projects, but knows that 100% cooperation is an ideal beyond any company's reach. "I've seen it sometimes. I'll stray into a room and see a project team working and not be able to tell who's from IT, marketing, finance, operations, sales, or other business functions because they're tackling a problem in a holistic way." Business process changes should be made with the collaboration of IT, line managers, and the executive team, as any of these types of changes can affect the company's strategy. However, many executives today don't realize the importance of partnering with IT in business process planning, said James Champy in his monthly SearchCIO column. A few years ago, the Harvard Business Review published an article suggesting that IT was no longer strategic. It was now ubiquitous, the article argued, and every company has access to such technology. IT, therefore, could not be a competitive differentiator. Executives shouldn't waste time on IT. Just leave the work for the IT professionals, the article went on to argue. Several of us who work in the area of IT management and strategy shouted, wrong, because it was dangerous advice. IT is more strategic than ever, according to Champy. It's the ubiquity of information technology that now allows a company to change its business processes radically. Just think of how companies buy and sell and change relationships with their customers and suppliers through the clever use of the internet. I refinanced my apartment over the internet with Washington Mutual in a uniquely pleasurable experience. The company had all the data on my account available and the forms partially completed. I did not have to search for lost papers. These differentiating applications were designed by teams of IT and line managers with executive direction. Smart companies recognize that it is the combination of IT and business process change that can be strategic. By using IT together with well-designed business processes, a company can enhance the value of the product it delivers to its customers and how that value is delivered in a very distinctive and strategic way. That is the fundamental reason, according to Champy, why corporate executives must stay engaged in IT and business processes decisions. These decisions are critical to implementing corporate strategy. ITIL version 3 is here. This latest update marks the first major revision of the Information Technology Infrastructure Library in 7 years. Recently, a group of industry experts and reviewers of ITIL version 3 offered a full day of ITIL version 3 webcasts and podcasts, detailing the new content in each of the 5 ITIL version 3 books. If you missed the live events, now's your chance to hear any of them on demand and access valuable advice from leading ITIL experts. Get a closer look on the new ITIL version 3 books and gain valuable expertise and insight on implementation, ROI, upgrades, and more with these webcasts and podcasts. And all of these articles, tips, and other resources are available this week on searchcio.com. I'm Karen Guglielmo. Thank you again for listening and have a great day.